Hey guys, it's the 21st of December. Welcome to Pray Today. And if I were to ask you, what are the top three most meaningful, worshipful Christmas songs, traditional Christmas songs that you know, what would you choose? Say them out loud right now. If you're with others, you can say them out loud too. What are the most meaningful, worshipful Christmas songs? What are they? I would guess that Silent Night would be one of them that somebody said. I would guess that Away in a Manger would be one that many of you instantly had come to mind. There was a Gallup poll years ago that came out that said it is number two, Away in the Manger is number two ranked top Christmas songs in the United States. There is, in the very first stanza of this song, something that I want to talk about today. It says, "Away in a manger, no crib for a bed." Has that line ever really stuck out to you? No crib for a bed. Here is the King of the world, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, who comes to this world in what I would consider not an ideal situation. Born to two peasants who were shunned because of Mary's pregnancy, I'm sure. And they're in a town that maybe they had been to before, but it was 80, 90 miles from their hometown of Nazareth, a little podunk town called Bethlehem. It certainly wasn't clean. They had hoped to stay in a guest house or in an inn. And scholars will disagree on whether they were looking for an inn, which means guest room in a house of a relative, or if they were looking for an actual motel type situation. It really doesn't matter though, because they ended up in a stable, a place where stinky, filthy animals eat, sleep, and poop. And the bed for Jesus was not a soft, king-friendly bed. In this humble situation that Mary and Joseph found themselves in was undoubtedly what they would not have imagined over the 9 months leading up to that night as they, in their minds, prepared as well as they could to give birth to the Savior of God's people. Now, maybe you have had events that didn't turn out the way that you would have written them if you controlled everything. I think many of us can say that as we look back on our lives, and some of us don't have to look very far back in our lives to see that the circumstances that we have found ourselves in are much more humble than we would have wanted or imagined, much more difficult, much more dirty. But yet here we are at Christmas time, and we could focus so much. Mary and Joseph could have focused so much on what they didn't have. But if you look at the dreams that both of them got 9 months prior to this, they were both willing. Joseph at first was not, because he didn't know this was of God. But they were both willing. And once they got to that stable and they saw their surroundings, I can't imagine the guilt that they must have felt. I would guess they felt guilt because they knew they were getting ready to give birth for the Savior. It may have been misplaced guilt, but they probably felt it nonetheless. But I would guess that as soon as the Savior was born, that place that was dirty and stinking and unfit for a king became a place that was special in their hearts the rest of their lives. Being in not an ideal situation made them realize what they did have. So maybe that's what we need to do today. Instead of focusing on what we don't have this Christmas, whether it's physical needs, whether it's needs monetarily with our finances, whether it's relational needs with other people that are broken, I'm going to encourage all of us today to focus on what we do have. What Mary and Joseph did have was a place for the Savior to be born, and God did something big with an inopportune place. Let's pray. God, it is so easy to focus on what we don't have. It is so easy to look around us and to see the dirtiness and the ugliness and those things that are far from perfect and to be stuck there. But we look at this peasant girl and this peasant boy, and we look at the fear that they must have had and the guilt they must have had. And yet when you were born, Jesus, I bet they didn't see the filth and the dirtiness and the cold because they were looking at you. God, this Christmas, may we look you in the face and may we focus on you. And when we do that, Lord, the ugliness in our life and the difficulties in our life, they tend to fade away because of that focus on you, Lord. We want to focus on you solely and completely. In Jesus' name, amen.